USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is on his first trip to Asia as president. The president is working on deepening economic ties with allies in the Indo-Pacific. The president set to meet with the new leader of South Korea, along with leaders from Australia and India. As far as the timing of this trip, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, gives it a thumbs up.
Well, I actually think the trip is well-timed, because the single biggest thing we can do to push back against President Xi and other authoritarian regimes in the region is to beat the Russians in Ukraine.
A pro-life bill in Oklahoma is heading to the governor's desk after passing the state legislature. The measure was approved on a vote of 73-16 in the House on Thursday. It bans abortion from conception and allows Oklahomans to sue abortion providers. USA Radio News.
What life insurance policy is right for you? Ethos Life makes it so easy. It's all online. You go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Click Get My Quote. It will take you to a cool online calculator where it will estimate the coverage and monthly cost. Then you can play around with the slider. Change the amount of coverage and cost so you get what's right for you. And when you are ready, just click Apply. Answer a few questions, and that's it. No doctors, no medical exams, no blood tests. It takes about 10 minutes. It's easy, risk-free. It's one of the best things to do for your family's future. You are in control, and you get the price that's right for you, right now. The best rates are available through this exclusive radio offer. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. ethosliferadio.com. Go get your quote now.
The United Nations says most of the 6 million Ukrainian refugees fleeing the Russian invasion are women and children. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls tells Fox News that he is concerned Ukrainian refugees could be vulnerable to human trafficking.
They take their passport, they take their work papers, they have nowhere to go, and then suddenly they're caught in a labor trafficking ring with nowhere to go.
He says he is part of a group establishing a bipartisan effort to combat human trafficking of Ukrainian refugees. The UN Refugee Agency saying they are monitoring the situation and looking for ways to create safer systems for Ukrainians. Democrats in the Senate are introducing a bill to prevent shortages of baby formula in the future. The act would require manufacturers to notify the FDA of future supply issues to give them time to deal with the issue. The manufacturers would also have to develop plans to manage risk for their supplies. USA Radio News.
The buy one get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Republicans in the House on Thursday held a news conference to discuss the Women's Bill of Rights Act. Republican Congressman Jim Banks of Indiana says he believes the radical left is working to ease Title IX, which protects women's treatment in school sports.
But today's radical left seeks to deny these differences and erase women as a distinct category alongside the legal protections that Congress established for them.
Pro-abortion groups are protesting outside of Supreme Court justices' homes after a draft decision was leaked from the court that suggests a plan to overturn Roe v. Wade, ending abortion access for many Americans. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul tells Fox News that disorderly conduct is not insured under the First Amendment.
I think you're invading their privacy, you're invading their private property. Even if you stand on the sidewalk, you do not have a right to keep people awake all night, and you should be arrested for disorderly conduct.
After announcing his support for the Republican Party, Elon Musk has no plans to fund GOP super PACs. The Tesla CEO telling CNBC that he has no intentions to form a super PAC of his own against President Biden in the 2024 election. The billionaire entrepreneur also denied a super PAC in the upcoming midterm elections. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.